Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Give me my special Tuesday song.
We got three more days till Friday.
I think I like Tuesdays so much because I just like hearing that tiny little clip of that song.
Do you ever just listen to the song?
Yeah, but not for a while.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
No, I don't, but I, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think of it, and I also don't ask the thing for stuff ever.
Ever?
Oh, the lady who
plays
stuff?
Yeah, the lady. I don't talk to that lady.
Oh, really?
We
have one of those in every room. They each have a different name. You have to remember what name they have.
No.
I use
the Google screen to do a timer in the kitchen.
Yes.
That's
yep.
Great.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's about the extent of it.
I don't have the Google thing anymore. I have the lady, but with a big screen on it. And
understood.
Frankly, she gets she doesn't know us at all. I feel like, God, we talk to you all the time, lady, and you're still asking. I mean, she puts up the weirdest things, like, hey, tell me to. And then she tells you how to get to a story, like, try saying this. And I'll be like, oh, that looks interesting, and I say it. And then she's like, sorry, I can't find that. I'm like, but you just showed me what to do.
I just
how
tap on the
you?
Screen when I see something I like.
Oh, you do?
And it just pops
so
up, and it'll pop up and play.
I
but it's
see.
Not
so
you
that
got
smart.
The screen, the Amazon screen, too?
Yes, I do. And I have the Google one as well, and the Google one just, it answers all my questions properly as opposed to the Amazon
the
assistant.
Yeah, the other one is so dumb.
That one's dumb.
They're
really
both dumb. They're, you know, there's...
No,
well,
the other...
Actually,
Google's actually pretty smart. I mean, you can ask them a question like, hey, how do you germinate seeds? And it'll tell you an answer.
That oh, is that how you found out? Because you should... Vinny, whichever one of you, Vinny, you
yes,
got
to
see what's going on over there. I know, isn't that? I always get to go through three names before I get to the right
thing. For sure,
totally.
Vincent,
John,
Keith,
John,
Nicholas,
my toddy, old Cameron. I mean,
yeah, whoever. Just name that flew out of my mouth. You should. He's got a production house going over there.
Who?
Bryn.
I don't.
He starts with all these germinated seeds in wet paper towels. And he's, you know, he's so excited because they're all sprouting and he's showing them to me every day. I'm like, Jesus, that is.
I don't know why you're surprised. He's the offspring of the most industrious guy I've ever met.
Right.
I don't know. Like that. His dad is so GD impressive. It's like the rest of the family couldn't possibly fail. You just see that guy and how hard he works and what
hear
he's
his
overcome.
Story and right. Oh, my
and
God.
There's Bryn. He's probably like, and I can't get some seeds made. Come on. I'm going to get some seeds made. Like
right.
Dad
happening.
Was actually over there yesterday, you know, because whenever Bryn says, hey, Dad, I need to borrow this tool or that tool to do. Oh, what are you doing? All right. And then he's there an hour later and he spends the rest of the day just like dripping with sweat and doing things in Bryn's yard. I need one of those. My dad,
you
when I live near
one
my
of those.
Dad. Yeah.
He's John.
Yeah, you do.
I know, but John, but then he's like, I'm going to go golf.
And then there's Richard, too. I mean, you have a contracting crew at your house all the time. What
yeah,
are you
that
talking
is true.
About?
That's true. But they don't seem to work as hard. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start sending them videos of Bryn's dad. Yeah. Just as I think we're going to get something done, John goes, well, I'm going to go golfing. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you got to golf, right?
Yeah. Yep. We're getting our driveway redone, so it's like part of this whole project that we're doing. And
is there a garage going to be put in at the end of that?
I wish there was going to be a damn garage, but there isn't going to be one.
Oh, that's
we can't put one in. We can't do it. You got to leave a certain amount of room around your house for firemen to get back there. So you can't have a garage that takes up the whole thing. And in order to get a car into that garage, you would have to take up the whole thing. So we went around yesterday.
So unfortunately, you asked somebody about it.
What?
Yeah, it sounds
just
like
before
it.
You just went and did it. I don't know, nothing.
Yes,
go on.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I asked. Yeah, I don't always do that. Usually, though, Ben, I like to go through the proper channels.
That's
to
the
get
way.
Things done. That is the right, way. As Bryn knows, Bryn's discovering right now. I mean, boy, it seems like other people have an awful lot to say about what you can and can't do on your own yard.
Yeah, I discovered that. I'm not even discovering anymore. I quit.
Now he's just building a closet for California closets. He's just,
That's right. Like, you've heard, huh?
I have heard. Kidding me? I saw the things. I was like, that is going to be one fine closet.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Super exciting.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. Well, if you have your headphones on during the break, you'll hear Bryn's California Closet ads. I'm sure you'll hear one today.
Oh, no. I usually, that's my pee break, get some coffee.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Right.
Yeah. We all whip our headphones right off. Let our ears breathe for a minute. They've been suffocating underneath these earphones all day.
Especially when you hear yourself.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, it's me again.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Sometimes I leave them on and then like one of our live spots will come on. Oh, God. It's us. I don't need to hear me anymore. Ah. Even though, of course, I do love the sound of my own voice. It's been
you do you?
Oh, God. Can't get enough of it. Oh, could I just talk to me in my sleep? Sometimes I actually do live spots when I'm asleep. Like,
what?
I will wake up in the middle of a dream and I'm doing, like, a sleep number ad. And I'm like, I'm not even getting paid for this one. This is ridiculous. I'm doing these all night long in my sleep.
Well, you are on your sleep number bed, though. So
I,
sure
well, I am.
Like,
it's
well.
True. It's like, all right, I guess I'll pay the bed back. and then it makes these little micro adjustments and I drift off to sleep and instead I do a T-Mobile one. Oh my God. Well, it's the life we lead. I suppose it's worse. I guess if I was a fireman, I'd have way worse dreams. Imagine that. Like, you have stress dreams about your job and the work that you do. And imagine if your job was already like, you work on a crab ship, the deadliest catch guys. They have to imagine that they get swept over all the time, and they're, oh.
I'm sure.
You ever have surf dreams where things go horribly wrong?
No, that's a funny question. So, yes, I've had surf dreams, sure, but I don't normally remember my dreams. But one of the things that I often am laying in bed looking for something to take my mind away from whatever I'm stressing on, If I lay my head down and I don't feel at peace, then I'll look for something to think about that will calm me down. Surfing, anytime I think about water, I have to get up and pee. So while I love surfing and you'd think that would be good, I end up going, Jesus, I got to pee now. Yeah. So I don't know if
water,
that's...
Why does it do... Why is just thinking
I don't
about
know,
water
but,
enough to make you pee?
I don't know, but I always... find something else. So
yeah, should have a garden. I always picture like I planted a bunch of seeds yesterday and some strawberries. And
back to the seeds. That's where we started. Bryn and his seed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
farm.
The seed thing. But I lay in my bed and I think about I picture their little seed heads popping up through
sprouting
the
sprouting up. Yeah.
Yeah, sprouting up through the dirt. I tried.
It's lovely,
to be,
isn't it?
Oh, so it is. God damn, it's calming. I planted all these seeds yesterday in the greenhouse, and I sat in there for for a while, just like kind of looking.
In
and there's
the greenhouse.
Nothing. There's nothing to see, Ben.
Oh, there's plenty to see. I do that all the time. I sit
all
in my greenhouse.
Well, you've got little pots.
Soaking the heat. Oh,
I know the
so
heat
good.
Is so nice in there.
All you're missing now is a 3-year-old to kill them all. To ruin them, yeah.
Don't say that.
Can I water them more? I'm like, no, that's enough water, honey. She's just trying to dump
them. It's a mud puddle. She's like, can I put my hands in the water? Yeah. But they're just, just empty beds, and I like mulched them all and got all the irrigation in, and I'm like, oh, my greenhouse is ready for the season. Like, whatever will I get, I planted a lot of flowers this year because in the past I've done vegetables, and they just don't thrive in there. I think it gets too hot during the day, too cold at night. Plus, it gets like one year they got mold all over. I'm like, this is awful. Mm-hmm. I gotta get a fan going out here. So this year I'm like, F it, I'm gonna do flowers, and then I'll get a lot of bees and stuff. I like bees. So
in the greenhouse.
Yeah, I leave the door open during the day so the bees, and there's a vent so the bees can get in and out.
Oh.
Because you got to have the bees to pollinate the stuff to get fruit. If you want like tomatoes and stuff, either that or you got to take, I used to hand pollinate. You take a paintbrush, a little teeny tiny little artist brush, and you'd have to touch all the different blooms or you won't get fruit.
I use an electric toothbrush for that.
Oh, you do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it vibrates it?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah.
You artificially inseminate your own flowers?
Mm-hmm. You have to do it if they're if you don't see bees. If you see bees, you're all set. But if they don't, if there is no pollinator going to your tomatoes, then you're not going to get any tomatoes.
Boy,
and I want
some
tomatoes.
One would think.
I thought you just put it in a pot and you're done.
Yeah, you walk off. That's thank you.
If it's outside, you can do that. Oh. But if it's in a greenhouse and the bees don't, like I would plant flowers that would attract bees in the greenhouse with the thing, and then I'd have to go out there every morning and open up the doors and make sure that the bees get in.
So but, complex.
So weird.
Very complex.
Yeah, I would be yelling at the dirt, do your job. I put your seed in there, and I put you some water there, and there's some dirt, and I grow.
Now I need sex, or I'm not going to, I'll grow. I'll grow and grow, but I won't give you any fruit. Now I need sex.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that what the bees do?
They take the pollen, take the sperm and implant it in the egg. And you can pollinate from one plant. You know, you can one from one flower to the other. As long as the pollen gets shared, then you'll get fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
One flower to the other.
One flower to the other. Yep. Didn't you learn about plant sex? And
I think like...
In horticulture, no, I was trying to grow weed. That's all I thought
about.
Well,
that needs it too, actually. In that
I didn't say I passed horticulture. I said
you only want the females
to grow weed. Mm-hmm.
When I grew some weed last year, every time I planted these plants, and if it was a female, I didn't tell you about this. Mm-mm. Well, I didn't want everyone to know I was planting. I was growing weed.
Did you get a bunch of fruit?
You actually don't want the fruit. You actually have to yank the males out. No males necessary. All you want is the bud.
You want females.
If they're fertilized, so if there's a male around anywhere, it will fertilize the female and there'll be a ton of seeds.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't want
ruined.
The seeds.
Right.
But the
fruit
buds.
Being the pot, did you get a bunch of buds?
Yes. Tons of buds.
Good for you.
And only one of the plants was a really good producer, but I mean it was tons.
Was that in the greenhouse too, or
in the greenhouse? Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, I have it. I have videos of it and stuff, but I just didn't. I felt like I don't know if I want people to see that I'm growing weed. Now I'm telling you. So
it's legal.
It is legal.
You know. I mean,
it was fun.
Times have changed. I remember my friend Jason, when we lived in Del Mar, this guy who was trying to grow this plant, and it was his pride and joy, but it had to be, because we had dudes rolling through the house day and night. Mm-hmm. Actually, everyone was rolling through the house. I shouldn't say just dudes, but we didn't think the girls were the ones who were always trying to steal our plant.
Yeah.
But he would put that on the roof to hide it from people. It was like a thing that eventually got stolen, you know,
That's probably why I didn't post about it, because like there's a camp right behind my house where the kids sit every day. I'll be sitting out there enjoying my fish pond, and all of a sudden I smell their weed, and I'm like, hey, that smells great. Great weed. And they're like, ooh, ooh. They shut up, and they...
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, you're a killjoy.
Who's Dr. Killjoy? They are sitting on my property and smoking their weed right behind my house every single day. It's not ideal. Well, what?
Well, make it less comfortable.
I cut every single tree down there. Back there. I mean, it couldn't be less comfortable. The next move is get those motion activated sprinklers to spray them off of there. Yeah, but you know what? Also, people, it's a path. You know how there's like grandfathered in step lanes and paths. Yeah, that's it's a thing. So I'm just gonna. So I just
an easement.
It's not really an easement, but it is kind of an easement. It's not really. I could go and fight about it. but
I would love to lose my virginity by your house. I mean, I lost it a long time ago, but you know, I
that
bet
part,
that happens.
The part, well,
I bet
listen,
the high school boys are like all about taking their dates to that spot, right?
They're used. We push the fence back because our property goes out really far past our actual fence because of this sort of perceived passageway. So we can't do it all. But there was this spot. There was this one spot, though, that there was there were two fences that were kind of next to each other and then in a big tree in between them. So it was very, you had to kind of go around and go around a corner to get to this little spot. And we would find condoms there and just beer cans and everything else. And that's gone now. We took that all
away. I grew up looking for those spots. We grew up, drank and smoked in the bushes behind Safeway forever. That was the place. And that's where, you know, you'd walk into your little fort where you would smoke your cigarettes and there'd be nudie mags in there and you'd go, hey, who was in our fort? Oh my God, they left us a present. Like, you know, you don't want anyone in your fort, but if they're going to leave nudie mags, hey.
Sure, well, then, you know.
And kids, you don't know what those are because you have the internet.
Yeah. Mm. It's weird how you used to find stashes of those. Like, you'd be walking in the woods and you'd find a stash of somebody's porn. Like,
well, it would never occur to me to do that in the woods, but I'm assuming that's someone who's desperate for privacy. Well, if you want to call that privacy.
Semi-privacy. Like, you're in the hope that for the 5 minutes that you're going to look at the magazine that you'll be private.
But one
true.
Of the
you
things
find
that
these
have,
stashes.
It's changed so much that we all understand this is a normal part of life and not some
horrible
thing that's going to get you damned to hell, you know?
Right.
And
God didn't
that
want you
people
doing
can
that.
Talk about it and not, I, when I started doing that, it's because I found it. I was using shampoo on my hair down there and was like, whoa, hey,
what's going on here?
What in the, and that's how I found out that does something other than go number one. Cause I was shampooing the hair down there.
Yeah. Well,
and then anyway, the point
is somehow you were bound to find it, Ben.
You'd think that people would talk to each other and say, "Hey, you know, this is going to happen for you, and it's no big deal. It's natural." And but no one did.
No.
So I can see why people were doing that in the bushes behind the Safeway.
There wasn't a lot of talk of that. Well, and also, you know, maybe there's no lock on your door, and your mom is a busybody, or you're not allowed to have your door closed, or you know, you're trying to save
water. The things that happen on the other side of my bed. Oh boy.
Oh, goodness.
You know, because I didn't have a lock either. That was the thing. I was like, she's going to fling that door open, and I'm going to be, oh, God.
What, Mom? Get out.
Just experimenting.
Don't come around the bed. Why are you on the floor? Don't come around the bed.
Whatever you do, stay where you are. You don't want to see any more than you've already seen. Believe me. Just back out.
Oh, my goodness.
Away.
How'd we get from plants to
Well, because it's all sex, you know? Plant
right.
sex,
right.
human touching stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wow! I feel good.
Anyway, you guys should expect rain any minute if you don't already have it, so be ready for that.
I'm betting it rained overnight. I was looking at my thing this morning, yesterday, and it looked like, I'm raining right now. Is
Johnny up north, or is he here today?
He's here. He's going to... why, are we getting snow up there?
There's a chance for snow, so I'd be curious to find out if he's... but if he's not up there, I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I'm sure he's... You know, he's got his plans, and he's... You know, he's busy right now. This is his time when... If he's going to be busy, this is the time when it's going to be. So he's actually home, though, today, so we're getting ready for him. Because the Johnny Pod has to happen. The show must go on.
Honey.
All right, let's, look at us. We're going to go 2 whole minutes early. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Oh, my God, we're legal. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.